Mountaintop movies.
On 90.5 WASU FM Boone.
Well, hello again. How are you guys doing today? Eitan Lee's back with us from being sick.
I recovered. It was a long, hard road, but
you were so sick.
I was really sick.
It was not good.
I didn't vomit or anything, but I just had a cold and I was sniffling. I wouldn't have sounded as beautiful as I do now.
Oh, well, you sound gorgeous now.
Oh, thank you.
And then back again for another show. We can't get rid of him. He's essentially just our fill-in now. Noun Improv, film studies major.
Who's up?
Ben the Koch.
Oh, yeah.
So, how are you doing, Ben?
Good.
You're doing wonderful?
Doing good.
We're all doing well. Yeah. It's the crew back on the scene, ready to talk about some movies.
I'm a little late.
Oh, there you are.
Couldn't hear you for a while there. Now I hear you now.
Oh, okay, good.
That's why I was looking at you, I said,
is my microphone on?
Oh, it is. It is now.
It is now.
So, it's been an exciting week of film.
Yes.
And the first thing we are going to do is kick it off, like we always do.
Uh-oh.
What?
Here it comes.
With some real talk.
Real talk.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Mr. Eitan.
Yes.
No, Mr. Koch, what have you seen recently?
Okay. All right, yeah. Let's just start with the guy who got here literally 20 seconds ago.
It's okay.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I was late. Actually, I was even thinking about this because I've actually watched a ton of movies since I last saw you guys.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's done his homework.
It's about time.
Well, not on purpose. I just did. I watched, let's see, I was at Walmart the other day. I bought the movie Pandorum, and I watched that again recently. Have you ever seen Pandorum?
No, I have not.
You know what it is?
No.
Have you ever heard of it?
Never. No,
really?
Seriously.
Okay. Well, it came out a couple years ago. It was 2008, uh-huh. Something like that. It's really cool because it's this sci-fi. It didn't do very good. It was in a theater. It didn't do great,
mm-hmm.
But I really liked it. I watched it one night on Netflix Instant, and I was I'm in the mood for something weird,
yeah.
Sci-fi, scary.
Does that have a crazy timeline?
Not ridiculous.
Not really.
No. I'm thinking of
movie, Eitan.
Oh, Eitan fail. Regular part of the show. Eitan
but anyway.
That's what I enjoy.
Well, the movie is about, it takes place in the future, a couple hundred years in the future,
mm-hmm.
And it's we've used up all of Earth's resources.
Okay.
And so they launch this enormous craft, spacecraft, uh-huh. Spaceship, towards this planet that is Earth, and so that people can live there and continue the human
Wall-E.
Race. Exactly, a little bit, yeah.
Say that again.
Except
Wall-E.
Yeah.
Eva.
And so you're in hypersleep or whatever because the journey takes 100 years, over 100 years.
Of course.
And so you're
that's always how it works.
Yeah. And so you're everybody's in hypersleep. Anyway, it starts out with Dennis Quaid is actually in it. Anyway, it starts out
the
with
rookie
these
himself.
These guys. They wake up. This guy wakes up and he's in the middle and he's in this ship, and the hypersleep can cause amnesia, so he doesn't remember.
Of course,
everything. He remembers his training. He doesn't remember specifically why they're on, and what exactly he's supposed to do yet.
Defeat the purpose of a space mission though?
Well, no, because they're supposed to have they switch off flight crews.
Mm-hmm.
One people will be awake, and then they wake up the next people. After 2 years, it's their turn, mm-hmm. And they wake up the next people and brief them this is
what's
freak out. This is what's happening.
Just like
now,
Wall-E.
It's your turn, and then they remember, and it's
Are you sure this wasn't animated?
Well, and then they go back to sleep. Well, anyway, this guy wakes up and eventually figures out it's 7-8 years after he was supposed to wake up.
The entire crew is dead.
Everything's gone to hell. Excuse me if that's can't say that, but I don't know. Anyway, everything's
gone down the toilet.
Gone down the toilet, and they they can't really don't know really what's going on, and all the power stuff is off and weird, and then what's going on, and then he wakes up this other guy, and this other guy is out of his little tube, and they're what is going on, and then they're trying to figure out, and eventually they find these aliens in this ship.
Wall-E meets Moon.
Yeah. And so it's then the one guy who the first guy woke up is one of the engineers on the ship,
uh-huh.
And so he's well, the reactor's messing up. I have to go reset the reactor.
And
of course,
dies.
Of course. Well, no, and then he so his so his mission throughout the movie is like resetting the reactor. Mm-hmm. And Dennis Quaid is like helping him back in the thing.
My man D. Quaid.
It's really cool.
That's what I like to call
because
him.
Because there's like these like paralleling like storylines of this guy going to reset the reactor and meeting some people who are also survivors on the way.
Why didn't do good in theaters? It sounds awesome.
It does sound cool, but it also...
Same reason Scott Pilgrim versus the World didn't do good.
Oh. I think
people are...
Well, it sounds
not all of them, but
it sounds awesome. But it's also I don't think a lot of people are up for like sci-fi horror anymore.
Or Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim.
Anyway, Sunshine, what's a movie you've seen recently?
Well, Eitan, you should know.
Oh, we saw it together.
Yeah, we did.
We held hands and ate popcorn and watched Red.
Yeah, Red. We went and saw Red with Helen Mirren.
All right.
And
was that good?
Oh, it was great. It was a good
really
time.
Really enjoyed it. A lot of fun. Not a line that came out of Malkovich's mouth. Yeah. Was not hilarious.
John Malkovich was crazy.
Terrific.
Yeah,
as he usually is.
And Bruce Willis was a good main character.
It's what the Expendables should have been.
Oh yeah, it was a lot like A-Team in the sense that there was four guys, and then one of them was wacky,
and one of them was a woman,
and then one of them was.
But it was great. A lot of recognizable people. And then just it was one of those things. Like, they knew it was PG-13. They knew it was an action movie. So like the plot line wasn't super ridiculous, but it wasn't also just like, and Russians are coming to bomb America, like, or something. Yeah.
There were some Russians, but it was great.
Yeah, no, good Russians. But a lot of Ocean's 11 type stuff went on.
Yeah.
A lot of jokes. I would say 3.5 to 3.75.
I definitely liked it.
Oh, I didn't rate mine. I just realized that.
Oh, Pandorum.
Yeah, I'd probably give it. Same, like 3.5 to 4. Okay. Yeah, so probably like 3.5.
A good old time.
That's what I give Red.
To me, it was like not going to win an Oscar, but really fun. Uh-huh. Really fun.
That's exactly what Red was. Red was just a blast to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I left the movie, and I was like, I had a lot of fun. Like, I was never bored.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to win an Oscar.
No.
Nor should it. Except for Helen Mirren.
It gets a head nod. It gets
I was
a head
like,
nod.
Like, yeah.
From,
Helen Mirren will probably win something
it's
for
probably,
it.
It's probably. Would you say it's probably like one of the top five movies where the title is just an ambiguous color?
yeah, that's on my list.
Well, I did go see the movie.
Blue Velvet. Next week.
Yeah, Blue Velvet. Yeah,
but that has velvet in it.
Oh,
that's completely
sorry.
Different.
No.
But the movie Fuchsia,
yeah,
that doesn't exist.
Clear.
Clear? No.
Vanilla Sky. But no, I enjoyed Red. So Eitan, nope, you did Red. I'm just kidding. Go.
Oh, I actually saw Frost Nixon earlier in the week.
It has been sitting in my DVD, like not
queue?
My queue, no, my rack. I own this movie for about 2 years now, and I've yet to put it.
It is great. It was phenomenal. It was really cool.
You haven't even watched it, and you own it.
Yeah.
I have a rule that I don't buy movies unless I've seen
See,
it.
See, like
I broke
buy,
it once.
I like to buy
which,
movies.
Which movie did you break this rule with?
Well, I broke it with The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo because it was like, it's really good. My parents saw it and
was
said
it
was
good?
Really good, and I really liked the book, and so I was like, I'll just
Was
I'll
it
buy
good?
It was good.
Oh,
I liked it. The Swedish version. It's the Swedish one.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, the new one's coming out.
David Fincher.
The girl.
Oh, I can't wait.
The girl who kicked the hornet's nest.
Yeah, yep. That's the third one in the series. Actually,
what's
the second one
the
is
the
girl
who played
with fire.
What
was that?
I'm reading the third book.
Did
right
they
now.
Make that into a movie? The
yeah.
girl who played with fire.
Yeah.
Then why haven't I seen that one out?
I don't know. You
no.
skipped it. It's the Swedish one, but they're also making an American version with David Fincher coming out.
The girl who kicked the hornet's nest, or
no, the first one. Well, all three, I think, eventually, but they're doing the first one right now. Rooney Mara.
We got a fanboy over here.
Wow, that is super fast, though, because...
No. Well, actually, they came out, like, 2004 in Sweden.
Oh, but they're just
like,
now getting
him,
they're just now getting pushed over
Or at
here.
Least the writer died in 2004. He wrote the three books,
was there
and then they were published,
one?
And then he died. No.
Wow.
No, it was
perfect.
The only three books he's written.
Yeah.
And then he
Magnum
put them out.
Opus.
They were a huge success, but he died before he really got to see it.
And then she...
No!
Hey, Tom, what movie were you talking about?
Anyway,
Frost Nixon, right?
It was really cool.
It happens.
It was interesting to see, like, you know, this actually went down. You know, I mean, it was dramatized, but there's actually those debates that like, happened.
Yes.
And I was
yeah.
like, this is so tension-filled. And I was like, what's going to happen? Is it? And then it was really cool, and I enjoyed it. I would give it 4.5 stars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it was very, very good. So now that it's got Eitan's nod of approval.
Yeah, double nodded.
I think I agree with the 4.5 stars.
Yeah.
I guess I really should just go put this DVD in my DVD player.
Yeah,
like, I don't even have to go rent it or buy it.
We're actually pretty close to a hat trick here, and you're ruining it.
Well, no, it doesn't matter because it wasn't fives by you.
It was five. It was close.
All right, sorry,
I
ruined
it. Almost,
yeah, well, for that, we're skipping you for the next movie.
Aww.
Yeah, watch your side comments. remember who's hosting the show.
Yeah.
That's me.
And me.
And you've been demoted, if you haven't realized that. You moved up to Eitan's chair last week when he was gone, and then now he's back. Hey, back down to chair 3.
Hey, Eitan, how many shows is this for you?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
How many have I done? Oh, wait. Four?
Okay.
Oh, we're on even ground.
Who's sitting in
the You're in the filler chair.
Who's sitting in the tiny one? The tiny chair.
But I went today, actually watched a movie called 13.
What?
With Evan Rachel Wood.
Going on 30?
Sorry. No, just...
I've actually seen that movie.
Just 13. But this is with Evan Rachel Wood when she's like 14.
Oh.
And she plays...
What? 14, that seems...
Well, she was... whatever. She was 13 in the movie.
She's from Raleigh.
Cool story, Hansel. Anyway.
Sorry. She is.
Whoa. You need to calm down.
I'm sorry.
Someone's answering.
I'm sorry. I'm really riled up because I just swam a bunch. I got back on work, and I work at the pool, Radioland, and... and we were swimming for Endeavor training. So I'm like all worked up because I'm swimming right now. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so 13. It's about how this girl meets another girl who's like the popular girl in her middle school, and then she's a bad influence, and they start doing heavy amounts of marijuana and alcohol and things of that nature.
So they're fun. They're having fun.
Was it good?
Watch yourself.
So kids, this is how you act.
No, was it good? Kind of.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to cough.
Was it good? Kind of.
And he's out of here.
No explanation. Goodbye.
Well, Holly Hunter plays her mom, and she's really good in it because she plays like this mom that like loves her daughter, but her daughter is crazy. Anyway, so she's really good in it. But then the rest of it, I'm just kind of like, I hated these types of situations when I was in middle school. Like, I don't want to relive them.
Yeah.
Because it's this girl who's dressing like she's 16.
You obviously didn't have fun in middle school.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I wasn't going out and partying all the time as a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm. You should have been.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Anyways, but did you say it was good or not? Or?
I would give it a 3 just based off of Holly Hunter's performance. The rest of it was just kind of like, meh.
I like Holly Hunter.
My dad.
I did a shoulder shrug with that. Meh.
My dad actually played that movie for my sister when she was 13. And was like,
don't ever do this.
And she was like, okay.
Did she go
How
do
old
that?
Are you?
Did she go?
No, not at all.
How old are you? This is your older sister, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I was a little baby.
You're a baby boy.
You're like, goo goo.
Goo goo. 13. Goo-goo,
I don't think you were goo gooing because the movie came out in 2003.
Goo goo, I'll do it. Goo goo, I'll do it. Boo boo.
Oh, the Yogi Bear 3D's coming out.
We're on a rant that I don't approve of.
But JT is boo boo.
Yogi is
Aykroyd.
Aykroyd.
Yes, Dan Aykroyd. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
going to be an awful, hideous piece of garbage.
I'm so seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
nope, I refuse.
On recommendation from both of you, I went online and watched Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog.
Oh, yeah?
I count that as a movie.
Yes. Yeah. Did you laugh? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it. I was so blown away that it just like jumps right into it. And
Neil Patrick
like,
Harris, greatest
person
alive.
It's only 40 minutes and it's really funny.
Yeah, and all of it is online and I was like, this is great. And it was like cool music and the way they did it.
With
was, like,
my freeze ray, funny. I would stop the world.
You guys.
Yeah. I can sing the whole movie. Let's do it. Let's start.
Next time.
Let's
next start show. With.
Let's just play the movie next time. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, that's it.
We'll play it over radio.
We'll just play the movie.
We'll just sit here and go, ha!
That's what we're going to do with our music.
We don't understand how radio works.
All right, so you really liked it?
Oh, I loved it. I hear there's talk of like a sequel or maybe a movie.
That'd be good. Yeah. I was so, not to give away the ending because I want people to watch it,
then
but like,
it was
but at the end I was like, no! No!
Yeah. Like, oh, I was...
For like I would consider it a short film.
Oh, it's 40 minutes.
Yeah, but it was
in 3 episodes, right?
Yeah, it was 3 episodes of like
Act 1, 12, Act 2, Act 3.
12 to 13 minutes.
And it was so...
But he did it. This was for those of you out there, this is Joss Whedon made this. I think he wrote and directed. He wrote it with his brothers. Him and his brothers like wrote the music and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he directed it. And this all took place during like the writer's strike. They did it by themselves and they put it online during the writer's strike. They couldn't do anything. They're like, writer's strike. We're still going to do something. So they called up Nathan Fillion, Neil Patrick Harris, some of their favorites, and like made this movie.
It's kind of funny how the writer's
everybody, strike. Yeah, and everybody who like worked on the set and did all this stuff did it all for free and just for fun. And so it's really cool, especially when you think that this was made out of people who just like love doing this.
To do good
things. They just like love making
movies.
And it
was really good. Like this.
Yeah. Yeah. All around good time. Some catchy songs. You're dying over there, Sunshine.
Jeez.
I think I gave you my sickness.
I hope not. I'm about to go on fall break.
Oh, I would give it 5 stars. I really enjoyed it.
As did I. You really enjoyed it? Or did you love it?
I loved it.
Apparently.
I'll watch it again.
Yeah, I'm again, like 4, 4.5.
Try 5?
Try 5. Drive by.
No.
Okay.
No.
You can't do it?
Nah, 4.5, 4 around there.
Quinn Dub. That's what I call it.
All right.
Calm down. All right, so Mr. Koch.
Back to me already? No, seriously, I watched a ton. Last night I watched High Fidelity again the other night.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite movie.
Playing Dissension.
Well, I wrote it. I watched it because my girlfriend just finished reading the book. She has to read the book for her English class.
I love the book as well.
And she and I actually haven't read it, and I told her not to get rid of it because I'm going to read it after her.
It's good.
So after I finish The Girl Who Kicks the Hornet's Nest, because I'm still reading that, then I'm going to read that book. But I like it. She liked the movie, and she liked the book. And it was
she should love the movie.
She was like, I was like, when we start this, you're just gonna have to excuse me because I'm just gonna be
quoting
the lines of the whole thing because I know so many of these lines. This movie,
yeah, actually every show we play a clip from.
I was watching this movie with a girl at one point that I was dating, and she tried to kiss me during the middle of the movie.
And you're like, stop!
I pushed her away and I said, I want to finish this. And she goes, how many times have you seen this? I was like, 40. I don't care. I'm finishing this movie.
That's hilarious.
Don't come between me and
John
Cusack.
No, this is a good part. Watch this.
This is the funny line. They're all funny. I know.
Yeah.
So 5 out of 5 again for High Fidelity.
Yep, definitely.
You really need
still
that,
seen
that's
it?
Definitely a possible try 5.
It's a NA for me.
Yep.
You need to get on that.
Sorry. We just ruined 3 try 5s. So that's like triple hat trick sadness.
It's called saves in hockey.
Oh yeah, okay.
What?
I don't know anything about hockey.
Anyways, so because of our theme for the show is supernatural horror, because that's what we're
I'm
gonna
still
do.
Working on my top 5.
Oh yeah.
Well, we finished, so catch up. But
Eitan told me. All right, just for everybody out there, Eitan told me at 5:45 today. Hey Ben, you want to? It's the last minute. You want to be on the show today? I gotta go do something at 6. Yes, I'll do it.
He literally ran in here as the theme.
As the theme.
Yeah,
playing.
I was. I did.
But because of that, I watched the movie. Hopefully, it's not on either one of your two top fives. It's not on mine, but
Are
I still enjoyed
top five
it.
Right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
This was a movie that fits the category that I just watched today before the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on my top 5, but I still really enjoyed it. Paranormal Activity.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Mm. Yeah, I saw it.
I saw the previews for it, and I saw people screaming in the previews.
For it being an indie flick and for it being very low, not very low budget, but
it was pretty. It was they used his own house.
Yeah. Well, anyways, the special effects they did, they pull it off
pretty
like.
Good. Yeah.
I said, like, the majority of the movie, I'm like, all right, that's cool. A door just swung open, and it closed by itself. All right, well,
seen
ha-ha.
It.
But
seen
then
machine
the,
wire.
Seen
but
it.
Then the ending, I was
seen
like,
wow,
very impressed, all right.
Yeah.
I would like to go see
I've heard mixed, I got mixed reviews from that movie.
I'm not a person who watches horror movies and gets and gets scared. That's just because I'm a manly man.
He's behind you.
Sure.
Watch out, he's in the closet. It's R. Kelly. by the way, those are on Netflix. I looked that up. The R. Kelly in the closet.
We're doing that.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix show. That's the theme.
All right. I do really appreciate horror movies, and if they can creep me out, which is what majority of them will do if they're good, I will sit there and I'll go. That didn't scare me. Nothing jumped out and made me go. Nah! And I didn't wet myself, but I would sit there and be like, that was genuinely creepy, and the end of that was genuinely creepy.
Yeah. So. No. Agreed.
You never saw it.
No. I agree that the trailer was creepy.
All right. So I would give it 3.75 out of 5.
Yeah.
So I'm cutting corners here.
Yeah. A lot of significant figures.
Yeah, you're really... There's a plus imaginary number with a function of...
Too much.
Square root of.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a matrix. Hang on. Let me work it out.
the infinity symbol.
Yep.
But so that was...
Turned upside down.
Quickly, Eitan, any other movie?
Oh, yeah. I also saw 500 Days of Summer.
I love 500
really
Days
what?
Of Summer.
It's a terrific soundtrack. I love that soundtrack.
That
Sorry.
Soundtrack, and then Zooey Deschanel in it.
Evil woman.
But beautiful. I would still
evil.
Marry her.
You can't blame... I don't know.
She was
She just
rude.
Wasn't...
She wasn't...
She just wasn't in love with him.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It didn't... I don't know. I don't think you can call her evil. I don't think you can not be sympathetic
I
towards her.
I think you can call her gorgeous.
I'm not sympathetic toward her.
I think
toward her her views in the film. I'm not, but I you can't call her
Let
evil.
Let it be said that
she's not portrayed as evil.
Zooey Deschanel makes it on my list of women I would marry strictly due to their voice.
Oh yeah.
That's it. She if she can vote
on that list?
If she what?
Who else is on that list?
Nora Jones is on
that's
that list.
So true.
B. Arthur.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Ooh. Aretha Franklin.
No, that would just be I would want to get up and
yeah, get
start
up and
dance and
come on, get up.
Who else is on that? Kate Nash is on that list. I don't know, but that has nothing to do with
okay,
movies.
Yeah, anyway,
but Zooey Deschanel.
It was very good. I really enjoyed it. I like how it was like a nonlinear plot.
Tom.
Yeah. I loved how they did it, how they did that too. They presented it with like the numbers, you know, the
yeah.
numbers would flash through.
Because
well,
when
little,
I first
little
saw
title
for it, I was like, "What does that mean?"
Yeah,
Carmen did Summer. But then, spoiler alert: her name is Summer.
Yeah.
Oh, get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what'd you think?
Oh, I loved it. I would give it a 5 stars.
Five. I have to give it 5. Definitely.
Try 5, guys.
Whoa.
Try 5. Oh,
Patrick,
we did it. We
Patrick.
Did it.
Yeah, I
bing, 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 bing. You can't see it, but confetti is falling in balloons.
It's our second try 5 hat trick of the.
I love how, like, how you guys were like, try 5 is stupid. Let's call it hat trick. But you're still calling it a try 5. You're like, it's a try 5. It's a try, we got
sure,
a try 5.
Fine. Try 5. It doesn't matter. But that's the second one. Social Network was the first one.
I need to watch more bad movies. That's the truth. So then we can
have less stop
having. So try 5s will be really special.
But 500 Days of Summer is definitely one
yeah,
of them.
I would it's recommend
good.
It. It's cool.
So.
It's got a musical break in it that's really funny.
Oh, yeah, when they do the Hall & Oates song?
Yes.
Yeah, that is
I do
great.
Enjoy
that,
one.
Great.
I do have a lot of fun with that. All right, guys. Well, we are about to break in to our movie spotlight of the week.
This isn't the best idea ever.
When Time Magazine called 3D... the future of movies.
Yeah! 3, 2, 1!
We doubt this is what they had in mind.
You're taking it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
Look pretty happy about it.
A lot of sight gags. A lot of sight gags going on.
Uh-oh.
Is this the part with the big hand?
No.
Wham! I love that. That's my favorite
jet
part.
Jet engine.
Uh-oh.
A jet engine is at this part.
Me and the boys are about to do a little duck hunting.
Oh.
Oh. The paintball guns.
The blob in the paintball gun.
I love that sound.
A gorilla is now running through a room with Mam Margera's parents.
Those
Santa
poor parents.
Have a couple
Santa.
So
Santa's going on right
in the
now.
World.
Good.
They're cutting down a tree with Johnny Knoxville on top of it.
How much? How you been? High five!
I love that part. Favorite
I'm
part.
Glad that all
favorite
these,
part of the trailer.
This was really probably the worst trailer that we could put on there.
Oh my God.
Just
yeah,
due
just
to
sounds.
So, can I just say though? Seriously, Bam Margera is the worst kid in the world. Like he's the worst son.
Yeah.
Like I just disregarding him as a person, although I also think he's probably an awful person. but just like from watching his show and from the movies, you know, he's just he does not treat his parents well.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, if you couldn't tell from the trailer, our movie spotlight of the week is Jackass 3D.
Yeah.
And me and Eitan both saw it.
Oh, it was
Ben missed out.
Yeah. Oh, I missed out. I wonder why. It probably wasn't because you guys told me that I could be on the show 2 hours ago. Mm,
all right,
it wasn't that.
Calm down.
Calm down. You want to get demoted again? Because we can put you outside. We have a remote.
Hey guys,
mic.
It's
my
true.
Man.
But is it gross?
Supernatural horror?
Yes. Is it crude?
Yes.
Yes. Is it hilarious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty
really funny. It's all in 3D, and it's shot really well with professional.
Well, it was shot with a 3D camera, which
good.
Is why
that's
when 3D movies succeed, is like, when they're shot with a 3D camera
like
instead
Avatar
of shot
was.
With a yeah instead of movies like My Soul to Take, which was shot
so
with a 2D
bad.
Camera and then transferred over.
Or The Last Airbender, and it's hard for me to say that. That title without crying.
Without saying Avatar in front of it?
No, without crying because of how bad it was. Because I love the cartoon, and it is like one of the greatest shows.
I just think
that,
of
that movie was
the
awful.
Kid, the kid who played the villain in that movie was also the
Dev
guy.
Patel?
Yeah, the guy who was also in
Slumdog Millionaire.
So I like to combine the titles when I talk about him. Slumdog Millionaire
Airbender.
Oh. No. But
the last Slumdog Millionaire Bender. M. Night Shyamalan's The Last.
Yeah, that's what it would be. Twist. But yeah. Back to the movie spotlight. I laughed. Like, yeah, it was everything was gut-wrenchingly funny.
Because they do so much in that. I mean, every scene is just like a skit of theirs. So, like, the trailer just, there was like little tidbits, but the whole movie was a lot of funny stuff. And I had no idea what some of the stuff was.
Let's clarify. Probably funny for us and funny for college students or people just out of college
Or guys.
There's definitely a target market.
I wouldn't say, like, well, my parents wouldn't enjoy it.
I don't think my dad would admit that he enjoys it. Like my dad is always like, "That's so stupid." But then we'll watch it. It will like he'll be like in the room while we're watching it, and he'll be like, like he'll laugh at it. And I'm like, "This is stupid."
I do know people who says like they've watched it with their grandparents and their grandparents.
Potty humor is always funny.
But see, it's weird because like I can look at a normal movie. I can look at I don't know, some Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
And If there's a you know, a ball that hits him in the crotch, like, not funny at all to me. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, that's
fake.
It's fake. It's not funny. But when it really happens, I really laugh.
They went big too, because I'm pretty sure this is the last one of the series, and it was.
I thought that about the.
It
last
could be.
One.
I think they might still go on with it.
Because at the end of the movie, they played these songs and they showed like pictures of them when they were little kids, and they talked about how they started out. So I think it was a good bookend to the whole series.
But it was there's just so many funny. I don't want to give anything away because I went and saw it twice this weekend. Mm-hmm. I saw it once with you at midnight on Thursday.
Woo.
And then over the weekend, a group of family and friends wanted to go see it. And so I went again, and I'm sitting there in the theater like, nah.
Because you knew it was
coming. I knew everything that was happening. And so, like, there were parts that I'd chuckle. Like, before the segments would happen, I'd sit there, I'd see Wee Man, and I'd be like, nah. And then, like, during the skit, I'd be like, ha ha. But I wasn't even close to the amount of laughter that I had the first time around. Mm-hmm. So does it last? No. Like, to me, I don't think that you can go watch that movie anytime unless you would literally have to watch it once, put it in 5 years later after you've forgotten everything that happened in the movie, and then laugh again.
But I definitely enjoyed it. I think it's worth the first time. Like, I don't know about going back to see it nine more times.
That's how, like, all of them are.
But it's
all the
crude, and it's in your face, and I thought it was really funny. I enjoyed it.
I also enjoyed it.
I liked... My favorite, I think one of my favorite things is just when the preview, because I didn't see it again. But like in the preview, when the big guy, I forget his name, Preston, he's got his dog and he like is going to the store and he's like, "Excuse me, sir, can you hold this?"
And this guy's huge. He's probably 350, 400 maybe.
Mm-hmm. He goes inside, he goes back out, but it comes back as like Wee Man.
It's another
fat midget. Or
yeah, it's another midget who rolls out with the and is like, "Oh, thanks, dude." The guy gives him the dog.
He's
the
like
guy
wearing the same color shirt and everything.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, thanks, man." He grabs the dog and the guy's just like, what? No, there's a lot of funny things.
Because he's shrunk. Oh.
Those guys have so much money, too. Like, when the show first started out, it was just like a couple of, you know.
Swallow a goldfish and then throw it back up into a
Really low budget, but now they have, like, tons of money. So, there's a scene with, like, a jet engine.
That was one of my favorite scenes. Yeah. I'm not going to give away exactly what they do with it, but they play behind a jet engine. And then use your imagination of what could happen behind the jet engine.
Was Steve-O as crazy in this one? Because I remember watching a thing about where he got like,
he calmed down.
He got clean or whatever. He was like doing lots of drugs. Because
he almost died several times.
Yeah, and then like all the Jackass dudes got in and did like an intervention basically, and so he got clean. So
was all the guys are part of the cast.
I'm sure he's probably as crazy, but he probably wasn't.
Yeah, he seemed.
He wasn't like drunk half the time. Like he probably wasn't the other ones.
Well, there were a couple ones where I was like, you. I could not do that in any state of mind that was not passed out. Like, they would have to put me to sleep.
I saw more bodily fluids in 3D than I've seen in real life.
There's just a lot of gross out stuff. Yeah. A lot of grossness, but still really funny. And I the second time around, it was funny to hear, because since I wasn't laughing so hard, I could get a judge of the other people that were in the theater more.
Seeing people get kicked in the face in slow motion.
Yeah.
So
that's
cool.
They did that time warp stuff where, like,
oh, man.
Where you'd see, like, a punch
oh,
coming
with,
in slow
they,
motion.
They used a high-speed camera?
Oh, yeah. It was pretty much. So, like, they just slow it down a lot, but it was still really, like, it was still 3D and still, like, HD. And
so you see their face ripple.
It just, yeah, no, at one point, Preston gets a cannonball hit into his stomach at the beginning of the when they're going through, like, the opening credits. And it's just like,
wow. It's like a wave of fat.
It's hilarious. But all right.
Did you guys ever see that TV show where they tried to make a Discovery Channel where they tried to base an entire show around
time
high speed camera?
Time warp.
I was like, I was kind of like, that's, I guess that's a good idea, but it just, it's like
it
basing a whole show around one gimmick.
It was
like,
stuff looks cool, slowed down.
Yeah. Look how cool this. And they're like, it's scientific. We're finding out the science. No, you're not. You're just looking at stuff like slowed down. It's fun.
I would watch that show.
I
enjoyed
it a few times.
Yeah, a couple times. It was like,
but they do that on Mythbusters enough for me.
It was
so
like Deadliest Warrior that you watch, and like after four episodes you're like, the show never changes, like it's always the exact same.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. All right, well, so Eitan, real fast, your rating of the movie.
I would give it a 4-star. I really liked it. Maybe 3. I definitely liked it. 3.5.
I would say 4. I would say I laughed hard. I've laughed probably harder than I have in a long time inside of a theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say 4. To 4.25.
And
oh, hey, now.
4.25?
Okay. And I would 4.1873.
You give it a wish you had friends.
I would give it a chance.
Maybe you should get out more.
You know what? I hate you guys.
No, you don't.
Nope, I hate you guys.
I like that I'm not getting talked down to this time.
Yes.
It happens. All right, well, we will go back. Come back very soon with another segment of Top 5 right after a couple of these messages from other people.
Rob, it's your turn. Okay, I'm feeling kind of basic today. Top 5 side ones, track ones.
Top 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mount Top Movies, we are live on air.
Nice.
You get better every time.
Yeah, it's going to be a full verse rap song.
We should just stop playing our segment that leads us into this and just have you sing it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Enough of this.
All right, so today is Top 5, which we've already kind of discussed.
Yep.
Supernatural horror movies.
Ooh.
Supernatural
horror movies.
Let's make a song for everything. I have to use the bathroom.
I have to use the bathroom. Anyways,
sorry.
So Top... yeah, no, our song's funny. Your song's not funny.
Mm. It's gross.
If you didn't know. So, all right, we'll start with... I guess, Ben, are you ready yet?
I am. I just finished it.
All right.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to go through it. I'm just going to say I probably have not. I've, like, left out a bunch of stuff because I have been making it since we started. So I've been making it like 20 minutes. So
it's going to be better than
we'll
8 times.
So let's see if it's. All right.
It
number 5.
Is.
All right. Number 5. I have The Lost Boys because. Was the 80s a vampire movie?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I always love that movie. When it was the first R movie I ever saw. My dad like showed it with me. And so for me now it's like when I go back and watch it, I'm like, this movie's a little cheesy, but I loved it. And I always loved it. And the Coreys are in it and
all of my movies are like
what's
that.
His name?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland is like the head vampire. He's awesome.
Oh, he's and, I saw it for the first time last year and
in anything else?
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Lost Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's a little, like, 80s cheesy
it's
sometimes.
It's cheesy, but I had a really good time. I gave it 4 stars. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
I would, too.
It's definitely one of the better vampire movies to come along.
Yeah, and it's sufficiently creepy. The Coreys give you enough comedic relief to make it really great.
I like to wear T-shirts around that say Team Kiefer.
Yeah.
Not Team Jacob or...
Right,
oh, yeah.
Right.
Because he's
team, well, team whatever his name was in the movie.
Team Schumacher for the director.
No, I wish Schumacher would make more like that.
Uh-huh. He hasn't made an 80 cheesy classic like he used to.
Like since the 80s.
Yeah. Right. Weird how that works.
All right, so 5 Lost Boys for you.
5 Lost Boys. Number 4, I'm actually a little... Okay, I'm not sure if this should be higher or not. But anyway, number 4 is Let the Right One In.
Ooh.
Yes.
Supernatural.
And I had to put that not Let Me In because I haven't seen Let Me In. Let Me In, if you guys know, is the Americanized version of the Swedish Let the Right
Which
One
I
In.
Which I gave 5 stars a couple shows ago.
Yes, and Let the Right One In is
super good.
Let the Right One In is a 5-star movie. It's terrific. It's about two kids who are two kids, one is a vampire. And
isn't
like,
it
they,
in another language?
It is. Oh, no, you got a weed. Wah!
As Ben likes to say, Get over it.
Get over it. Okay. If you don't like to read, because you don't like subtitles, get over it.
Swedish.
So
I like their fish.
Sweden is obviously
candy.
Oh, Eitan.
I'm done for the night. Continue.
I love that candy. Yeah. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna move on to number three. Number three, Night of the Living Dead.
Dun dun dun.
Night of the Living Dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
I love that movie. Oh my gosh. It old, like 62 Mike movie, I think. George A. Romero, the king of vampire or zombies.
Made so cheaply.
Yeah, it was. It's the first of all the of the Living Dead or of the dead, uh-huh, you know, movies. George A. Romero. This was, for those of you who want a little history lesson, you know of zombies as being these, you know, cannibalistic eating brains
that run,
or walk, you know, like slowly. He was the first one to make them cannibals.
Oh, really?
Before then, they were just like the original, like
brains.
The original, like legend of zombies.
Broccoli.
Legend, and they would, and it was just that, like, they would like a voodoo priest would like raise the dead so that they could work the fields and
those are a lot nicer zombies.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but
we'll
it was supposed to be like it was the dead slaves, I guess, and so it was like they're like in death. That's when they're like get out of slavery, and they're like, uh-huh, I'm free in death. But then it's like it's scary because like no, you're not, because we're gonna raise you up, and make you work in the fields.
Right.
So that's where it started. And then he was like, well, what's something we can make really scary? Oh, they eat people.
And
so it was really shocking when it first came out. People were like, oh my god.
Another thing that he kind of broke the barrier with was that he had an African American hero. Like he was one of the first guys who really tossed up that character.
And if you watch the movie, you might like watch it.
62,
I think. 62.
Check real fast.
But when it came out, people were like, oh my god, like this is such a comment on race relations, especially because I don't want to give away the ending, but what happens in the end would really make you think.
I don't want to give away the ending, but this is what happens at the end.
No. But it really makes you think of like that, oh, this is about race
68.
Relations. When honestly, George A. Romero was like, look, that was just an accident that it ended up being about race relations because this guy was just like the best who auditioned for this part.
Yeah.
And he was like, and so and it just happened to be a black guy. And so
it's super good. I highly recommend it.
It's really good. Anyway, moving right along. Number two, I'm including it, Shaun of the Dead. I love that movie. I love it. I'm including it, even though it's a comedy, but it's a comedy / horror. Mm-hmm. So I'm including it, and it's great, and I love it. Zombie movie, if you haven't seen it, Simon Pegg.
They have a new Nick movie Frost. Coming out. They have a new movie coming
what,
out.
What is it?
It's called, Paul.
Yeah,
and it's not
directed by Edgar Wright.
This one's directed by the guy who did Superbad.
Yeah, it is.
He got to do Superbad
and
Adventureland.
Did you see the new trailer? Came out last night.
I watched it this morning because someone sent it to me, and I cannot be more excited.
Oh my gosh!
It's a Paul. It's where Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. The two guys who are the main stars in all those movies find an alien. Who's voiced by Seth Rogen.
Yeah, and his name is Paul.
But it's going to be... There's
Paul Blart-Mackoff.
It's a trailer, and all it is things blowing up, and like comedy ensues, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it looks cool. Anyway.
So Shaun of the Dead, number two.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead is my number two. My number one, Evil Dead, a.k.a. Brain Dead. It was Peter Jackson. He made it when he... I talked about this once.
Yeah, she talked about it last week.
Last week, yeah. And he made it when he was in New Zealand. When he lived in New Zealand back when he was younger, and it's the bloodiest movie I've ever seen in my life, mm-hmm. And it's so, like, it's campy.
I need to watch it now.
And it's like, campy, it's a little scary.
I like,
it's gross, but it's fun, and it's just
like
so much
older
fun.
Horror
so
movies,
much
because they're, like, gritty, and, like, it's even, it makes
well, this
it
even isn't
even
isn't necessarily
that's
gritty.
That's
just
why
like,
remakes tend to not be, like, in my opinion, you can make shot-for-shot remake of certain movies, mm-hmm. And the reasons they're not as scary
they did it with
is
Psycho.
Because... they did Psycho, they did it with The Omen, they've done it with a bunch of movies, and the reason they don't hit as hard is because when you see this 1970s camera that looks like just a 9mm, like, not 9mm, 8mm.
They don't make that.
8mm.
Come on, 9.
Yeah. 8mm camera. And
shot it.
It looks gritty, and it looks dark, and it looks gritty and dark, and that's the way those movies were meant to be, and that's what makes them creepy.
Agreed.
So... Top five, real fast. Your top five again, just quickly.
Real quick. Number five, Lost Boys. Number four, Let the Right One In. Number three, Night of the Living Dead. Number two, Shaun of the Dead. Number one, Evil Dead, aka Brain Dead.
Now, why did you were zombies? That was just your take on Supernatural, because mine's a little bit different. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying
that zombies and vampire. I don't know. You guys told me like 2 hours ago. Or you guys told me like an hour ago what the thing was. So
yeah, I told you the wrong thing first.
Yeah,
you said sci-fi. Horror.
It's okay. I didn't start making the list yet, quite yet. So but yeah. So that was my take on it. Was like zombies, vampires, monsters, and I guess these were just like the ones that I really thought. For like I said, I probably missed a lot. But
it's all good.
This is mine.
Hey, those are all great, great films. You should be proud of yourself.
I am proud.
Hey,
I'm always
stop
proud of
it, guys.
All right, that's my number one problem.
Next is me.
Okay, great.
I'm gonna go. Eitan's for last.
Always
the best for last.
So top five supernatural horror movies. Number five, the 1976 version of The Omen.
Okay. I haven't seen that.
Super creepy. It's just super creepy.
I've only seen the newest Omen.
Little kids
actually.
Have so much
it's a shot. That's a shot for shot remake. No lie. But it's just I like the 76 version a lot better for whatever reason.
Little kids have so much potential to be creepy.
Oh, and he is. There are scenes in that movie where I'm just like, I don't stop staring at the camera.
I never
want
to have kids.
I remember the shot for shot. Remake came out in
2006. Yeah, no, I remember. I went and saw it on that day.
Look at you.
Yep,
you're so cool.
I'm pretty up on my movies.
You're pretty cool.
All right, number four, Evil Dead, 1981. Mm-hmm. Sam Raimi's campy classic.
Uh-huh.
I love it. It's so good. It's so creepy, and
forgot about that.
There's a lot of nonsense with ghosts, and the scene
and
where
a girl gets. No, I'm not gonna. All right, no, I'm not sure I can say it on the radio. I'm not gonna say it.
Don't even talk
but
about it.
It's okay.
It's bad. It's super bad. But there is a scene where a girl is like, she's already been taken by the ghost, I guess.
By the tree.
And so she, she's sitting.
You're gonna have to dance lightly
she's sitting,
around this.
She's sitting down on in the cabin, like they're gonna get you, like. With this creepiest face in the makeup they did, so cheaply done,
but
so
terrific.
Creepy. All right.
And what's his face?
Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell is
hilarious.
Yeah,
wonderful.
It's great.
Actually, Evil Dead 2 is sitting in my room right now from my Netflix waiting for me to just dive on in. All right, so number three, The Shining, 1980.
Ooh, blood elevator.
Yeah.
Right?
Creepy.
Twins?
Twins.
Yeah.
All these...
Red
creepy
rum.
Movies.
Red rum.
Oh, that's murder backwards.
Oh,
no!
Oh, man, I didn't. I just
yeah,
got
that was that was good. I watched that movie and it was creepy.
That tends to be a Halloween favorite of mine. Where I just
supposedly the famous line, "Here's Johnny," was
improv.
Yeah, it was made up. He just
true statement.
Because that's what Johnny. Yeah, we used to say.
here's Johnny. But it was improvised.
That's what Johnny. Used to host the
it's weird though
because
every time I watch that
Carson,
movie, every time I watch that movie, I'll put it on and for whatever reason, some hypnotic force puts me to sleep about halfway through,
well,
and then I always wake up right when the good stuff's about to happen.
Kind of,
so slow,
slow in the
it
beginning.
Is.
I've never seen it.
I love it. All right, number two, Carrie, 1976, with Sissy Spacek.
Carrie, I watched that with you. It freaked me out.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
The scariest person in that movie to me is the mother.
Oh yeah, she's like the villain, really. Yeah.
Poor Carrie. She's
but
just trying to.
It's not she. If you guys don't know, it's about this girl who gets picked on a lot in high school. No. But she has telepathy, and so she
like
messes
sunshine.
With everybody. I have telepathy.
You got picked on a lot in high school.
Oh,
your little girl. Anyways.
No.
Snurf.
But it's really creepy and really scary, and the ending with a certain, I don't know, I don't want to ruin it.
It's crazy.
But it's nuts, and I love it.
That movie gets crazy.
And then number one, probably one of the creepiest movies you will ever see in your lifetime. It horrifies me, and I feel awful after watching it because I think that it's going to happen to me. I don't really think it's going to happen to me, but it could. The Exorcist.
Ooh.
So creepy and so... And it can happen. I think that's what makes it, like, really... Well, I believe it could happen, which is fair enough. So
yeah, you did say supernatural.
Supernatural.
It is.
But it's still really... It's creepy and...
Just possessed people in general.
Yeah, it's nuts. And the fact... I don't know. It's...
that's why
it's my number one. So, top five. The Omen, the original. Evil Dead, The Shining. Carrie, the original. And The Exorcist.
Now, I took a different route.
Of course you did.
I picked,
oh, wait, we don't have time for Eitan. Oh, no.
I picked,
we got to go to the next segment.
You need to calm down over there. I picked really bad movies, but that I enjoy. Like,
consider our fight begun.
And I have to fight defeat. Defeat your seven evil exes, pretty much.
I'm sorry.
You're such a jerk.
We don't even do that anymore.
We haven't done that segment in a while. We've just versed people. I don't know. Anyways, do your top five.
I picked not critically acclaimed movies. I picked really bad movies that I enjoy.
Cool.
That are horror movies, but I had a good time watching. First up, Gremlins 2 from 1990. So,
I was wondering if someone was going to say Troll 2.
No, we already mentioned Troll. Yeah.
Gremlins 2 is great. It's a sequel. I think they clone the Gremlins, and so they're like all over the place. And they're like cutesy little Gremlins till they get crazy.
Oh, no!
So you feed them after midnight or get water on them or whatever the rules are. Yeah. I never actually seen it.
That was actually trivia at a certain thing that I was in. And so it was pretty much like, what are the three things that...
Feed them after midnight, feed them after, get them wet.
Yeah, and
else.
Then there's a third.
I don't remember.
That was the one no one could remember.
What I think
I still
is interesting is they're not allowed to drink water or like get water on them, but they drink beer in the movie. Yeah. The little gremlins do.
Well, beer's beer counts,
not water.
I guess.
Well, it's mostly water.
It's gluten.
Anyways, Gremlins 2, 1990, good times. Up next, I have Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, which is... have you seen this movie, Ben?
What?
Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Oh, no. I haven't seen any of the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Dream Warriors, it's like they get to fight Freddy Krueger, but they are in, like, they're in dreams. It's basically Inception, but better.
it's like the scary version of Inception.
Yeah, it's like, but Inception, they had limitations. Like, they couldn't do crazy stuff. And this movie,
they
just like,
anything.
It's like, we are in a dream.
Yeah.
It was like a lucid dream.
Yeah, okay. So you can do anything?
Yeah.
You can control it? That's crazy. Oh, I've heard of it, and I've talked about it before with people, but I've never seen.
Yeah, I bought it on VHS for $1.
Nice.
That was totally worth it.
You watched it.
Lawrence Fishburne is in it. I don't know if you knew this.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I didn't realize he had that on
his itinerary.
Role. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just had a caller call in, by the way.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
His name is Larry.
Larry.
And he'd like to let everyone know that the movie that coined the term brains for zombies was The Return of the Living Dead, which is a big cool classic.
Okay.
And then he said the third rule for the Gremlins was that they can't go in sunlight.
Oh,
okay.
Great. Thanks, Larry.
So thank you, Larry. Just a word to the wise, vampires shouldn't be able to go through sunlight either. And Stephanie Meyer messed that one up. I hate you.
I wish the gremlins just glittered when the water poured on
instead
them.
Of getting really mean.
Yeah.
Don't feed them after midnight. Oh, it's twinkling.
Oh,
great. Way to
great.
Go.
It's like a Furby.
You made it glitter.
They're literally Furby's gone wild.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Do you think people who made the Furby was like, where'd you get your inspiration? I was up late one night and the movie Gremlins came on.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cute.
Anyways,
I'm going to make a toy.
Sunshine, you missed it. I did Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Yay!
Crazy times. I said it's basically Inception, but scary.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it basically Inception?
Yeah, it's basically a ripoff of Inception.
All right, so that was your number
four.
All right, number three.
Number three.
We're running on time.
Yeah.
Time.
Oh, I'm sorry. One, two, three,
we're
four. Running here we go. Number number three, I
you
did.
You don't even have it listed.
Like... 2003, Final Destination 2. It's the only Final Destination I got to see.
Me too, and it's so funny.
One of the funniest Final Destination movies.
I'm a big fan of Rube Goldberg,
yeah.
And this is like his movie.
Yeah, no, was so funny because I watched the scene, and I don't think I'm getting anything away because obviously the
people die
about
in crazy
people
ways.
Dying in
that's
different
the
ways.
Movie.
And one of the ways this kid dies because he's like in the middle of the thing, and like a crane drops like a
right,
window on him.
Runs, he runs through the doves,
pigeons
that fly up and hit the crane operator. He's like, nom, 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 nom.
The crane operator
like
drops
a sheet of glass.
Like the sheet of glass,
like
and it like falls and like crushes
Swish.
Him.
Like
and
an accordion.
When I watched it, the scene right after, I burst out laughing because they're talking to his mother, who's like crying because her son has just died, and then. And they're like talking, and they're like trying to console her. And I was laughing so hard because in the background they're putting the kid like he's in his bag in the like the body bag and like putting him in the ambulance. But the body bag is
completely
flat.
Yeah. It's like a sheet of paper.
It's completely flat, sitting on the stretcher.
Oh,
and I laughed
man.
Like that. We had to rewind it, like I pointed out to people and stuff. Was,
all right, super
man.
Fast, super fast. A-ton.
Okay, I'm sorry. Number two, I don't think any of you have seen it. It's called The Cave.
Wrong. I've seen it.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I actually own it. It was a gift to me. I went caving once, and my sister was like, I'm going to buy you a movie. But it's the
it's
most
It's
going to
scare you.
Yeah.
cave.
And basically, demons in a cave, good times. If you're a spelunker.
Like the descent.
It's like The Descent, but worse and funny.
Worse okay. as a movie or worse as in scarier?
I never saw The Descent.
Nor have either. I. It's next on my Netflix queue.
Everything is next on Netflix. Well, I'm starting to doubt you. Unless you work at a movie warehouse. Anyways, last but not least, the only legitimate film on my list is It.
Okay.
Okay. Scary. I think
I saw like, the first half of it.
What is it?
It's It.
It's what?
Okay.
It's Stephen King's
okay.
It.
It's what?
Yeah. I know what you're doing here.
Oh. It's about a demon clown named Pennywise.
With John Ritter.
And
Kevin Bacon?
I always forget his name.
That's also
who played the clown?
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. I love Tim Curry. So.
Yeah.
Creepy.
It came out in 1967. Really
wait, wait. 19 what?
67.
I don't think that's right.
What came out then? It came out then.
I still don't think that's right.
I'll look it up. Anyways, I thought it was really scary, and I couldn't, like, when I would go into the bathroom, I swear to God, it was going to come out and grab me, and the demon. Clowns are just scary.
It came out in 1990.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, you weren't even close.
Wait, there's another movie called It! Exclamation point that came out in 1960.
Oh, that's, oops.
That ain't
well, apparently.
All right, Eitan, so we have to hurry this up. Recap. I'm sorry.
I'm going
to
take my time.
We got to go super fast.
We have Gremlins 2. Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, what? Inception, but better. Final Destination 2, the best one. The Cave, if you're a spelunker and are interested in caving. And It!
What's It?
Consider our fight begun.
And I have to fight defeat. Defeat your 7 evil exes? Pretty much.
And for the show, for the last couple minutes we have, we are doing something completely special online on our Facebook page for the next week or two,
just
depending on how long it takes.
Go to Facebook and search Mountaintop Movies.
I'm so excited for this one.
Yeah.
We are doing essentially a horror movie bracket.
It's like March Madness, but October Madness.
October Madness with horror movies. We've taken 64 movies. And
that's a lot of movies,
we've guys. Yeah, it took us a while to compile this list of what we thought were acceptable movies. There are some bad ones on there just because we're like, we can't have all wonderful
there's
movies.
There's always bad teams on the
yeah, exactly.
March Madness.
So, great analogy.
You said we were a little short
anyways,
on time.
So that's good. All right, so 64 teams. Movies like
64 movies.
64 teams, man. It took a team to make
teams
those movies.
Of movies.
But movies.
Continue.
Movies are like the Dawn of the Dead remake, The Descent, Suspiria, Poltergeist, The Omen, Evil Dead, Saw, The Wicker Man, not the remake, but the original, just for you guys who don't know. Halloween, the original Dawn of the Dead, The Thing, The Shining, Alien, Psycho, Saw, Dracula, Wolfman,
tons
Frankenstein, Black Christmas, The Lost Boys, It is on there.
That's my favorite.
Paranormal Activity, The Devil's Rejects, Trick or Treat, Drag Me to Hell, Scream, there bunches of movies.
Yeah, a lot of movies.
Bunches of movies.
Took a whole road trip to compile that list.
We took a while, probably 2 or 3 hours to pull out the book.
Anyways, it's up to you guys to play along.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to put, they're in a bracket form, and as soon as we can get that bracket pictured and thrown up on to Facebook, you'll be able to see it. If not, you're just going to have to trust us with what the games are. but we're going to probably put up four games, I guess, four versus battles in a day or two or in half a day.
Are we finishing by Halloween? Is that
that's
the goal?
The goal. All right, we have a Monday show on November 1st.
Oh, so post Halloween.
So the day right after.
The dust will settle.
So that's 2 weeks.
And we will rise
from
the ashes.
2 weeks from now, we have to take 64 teams and 64 movies and knock it to one great horror movie.
The best.
Yeah, one that's really good. So, but that's the plan.
That'd
so
be fun.
Get online, go on to Facebook, search Mountaintop Movies. Three words. Your friends are probably already doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing it.
Join in.
We have a Twitter, which I'm pretty sure our only follower is Ben.
What's up?
And
hey,
but
I
we
made
have
Noun
a Twitter.
Like, hey, I made Noun. It's one of Noun's favorite pages. So.
Yes. another follower. But we're on there. We are all over them internets.
We're blowing up digitally.
We are all over them.
Yep.
And you, if you go on there onto our Facebook page, we put up trailers that have just come out. Paul's going to be up there tomorrow. Movie news, like the fact that the new Spider-Man villain for the new movie is going to be the Lizard.
It's about time. It's about time. I've been waiting.
If you guys didn't know. So, that's you got to go there to have this information. Comment, like it. Fight with people about your favorite movies. Just do it all. Via our page. Anyways, That's a shameless plot by me.
Yeah.
It's just shameless plug-in. But so anything you guys want to promote before we have to go?
Noun Improv will probably have a show at Legends either November 4th or the 12th. It's looking like it's going to be the 12th, but it could be the 4th, so we'll keep you posted. Also, look us up on Facebook because we have a page,
yay,
too. So yeah.
Eitan, you got anything?
Oh, nothing. I'm just a freewheeling
Bob Dylan.
Bob, no.
Is that what you were going with?
No, no, nothing to
times
say.
Times they are changing.
Times they are changing. Fair. Time is running out.
Well, I just, it's been another wonderful show. It's been great. I'm
Oogity boogity.
Oogity. It fits.
Yeah.
I'm Sunshine Mayfield.
I'm Eitan Leaf.
I'm Ben Koch.
And it's been a wonderful time here on Mountaintop Movies. Coming up next, Stuck Between Stations with David Edscorn, one of my favorite shows to listen to. So don't go anywhere because it might be better than Mountaintop Movies.
I don't think
nope.
so. I don't think so.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's just slightly worse.
Though. He's shaking his head.
He's in the he's in here now and he'll be here soon. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here. You guys have another wonderful week. Enjoy movies. Go update your Netflix queue. Add us on Facebook.
We're the Ghostbusters.
I love you all.
Good night.
Night.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Afraid of no ghosts.